I would feel bad for any, like, 15-year-old that tries to fight that kid.
What is your guys' Twitch under? Because I got it on my phone.
It's deep inside your colon.
And we're back! So much for taking Jake's dad's advice and being a little more family friendly, eh?
Yeah, nah.
It's not us.
I'm not a family friendly person. So,
right? No. I understand. I think we should like all.
No, I love the criticism.
Oh no, I think we should just like maybe to help viewership not have to stress about like whether or not they can listen to it whenever they want. Be like, yo. We are a non-family-friendly podcast.
I do go out of my way. Is anybody
listening to us, like, especially from the first episode, or if you've been listening, like, just the last 10 episodes, should have already picked up by now that we're all pretty fucking vulgar, so if this...
This is headphones-only material.
There's an episode in the backlog literally called, I've seen Roderick Strong nude / it tastes like piss.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
You gotta listen to the episode for frame of reference, brother.
Yeah, because I can't even remember
how
we got there.
That's before me. That was David.
That was with David.
Both of them were David. David had...
We got on some weird shit when David was on.
It was when Red Bull was trying to do their like Red Bull and cola and Red Bull
tea
and shit.
Yeah.
And he was drinking one of them and he's like, it tastes like piss. But he also opened the episode and just said, I've seen Roderick Strong nude. And I was like, and we're back.
Yeah, he mentioned seeing his cock or something, and we were like, okay. And then I had just seen the picture of him, like, having the NXT North American title, like, draped across him and wearing nothing.
Hey!
Who?
J-Mo.
Oh. Is that gay?
Hey, J-Mo.
Hold on, I gotta mod J-Mo.
Oh, yeah, you gotta turn him into an important person.
Mod J-Mo.
Oh!
Congrats, J-Mo. Jake, Mom, Random Voice, however you know him, he is officially a channel mod.
Yep.
So, let's all hear it for Jake. Congrats. Yay, he gave us, it looks like Spoo's giving a thumbs up.
It does look like Spoo's giving a thumbs up.
Look, so I use my Twitch Prime on Hasanabi.
Uh-huh.
And now I've got all these great new fucking emotes. Like the emote. here's my favorite one.
That's about
$5 a month or whatever they charge.
Yeah, unless you have Prime. If you have Prime, then
they give you one.
They give you one for free. There we go.
That's awesome.
He's in his MAGA hat smoking a cigarette.
That first one is the where do I begin?
Yes. It's the deep breath boy.
it's the okay now.
Alright. Let's get this started before we get into topics.
The general rules of play since Jason, are you in on this one or no?
I mean I'm not an expert, so go ahead and
Alright.
You wanna watch us play a round first?
No, I know most of that stuff.
I'm not an expert either.
It's the scoring. I know.
He's handling every bit of the scoring.
Then I'm fine.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. We're only playing under one stipulation. I get to score, and I was like, I don't know why you thought you were going to have a choice in the matter.
Yeah. That was an option. Yeah, where that became optional, I have no idea. Apparently,
I mean, I can do it. I just had to watch it, a couple videos I did.
I've been
6, 7.
All right, grab
your 7, Jason.
Oh, yeah.
No, I did not get the luck of the doubles this time.
I did. All
right, who's got double 6?
Me. All
right.
Boom.
I go next. Let's go.
Man, it's still kind of fucking...
14.
Well, it's showing up better.
I think it's because of the quality of the camera.
Well, yeah, it's this.
So, I mean, once we get a better camera, like, we get a couple good cameras, like, you'll see our shit, it'll be better.
I'm digging that
it's also the yellow.
Doesn't show up as well, yeah.
The green, all the darker ones, So maybe we should just take a black Sharpie to it and turn the sixes.
It's up to him. That's his set of bones. I don't know if he wants to do that to him.
I kind
of
rather not do that.
For sure.
I think people will be fine. Just know if you if you can't see it, assume it's sixes.
Yeah, or just ask us and I'll tell you.
Or zeros.
Just ask us and we'll tell you.
Well, you can still tell that there's some. Well, no, on that screen.
Okay, so like, it's we need something to like cover the screen.
Is that what's causing it?
Yeah, it's the light. There's extra light coming down.
Hold on.
Move your hand.
I mean, I moved the pieces a little closer, so...
That worked, and then also turning down the brightness of the screen.
There you go. That works.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys. We troubleshoot live on air, just so you know. It's how we roll. It's what we do. Episode 36 in Bones.
Oh, dude. All right.
Tips touched.
All right, so we are now at...
Actually, there's no tips touched yet.
16. Jason, it is your turn. If you got... Never mind.
Jake says he can see it. Thank you, Mr. Mom. AKA Jake, you should change your you should change your Twitch name to Random Voice. So then you can actually be Random Voice in the chat and be Random Voice on the pod. Did we hang up on Jake? Oh. He hung up just to do this traditionally.
Uh-huh. Right on.
Well, we'll call you after the pod. For sure, Mr. Mo.
Alright, six or a zero.
That's on Jason.
That's on you.
It's on you. Yeah. It's not on you, Cancer.
This is starting to
progress.
Yeah, four. Let's talk about Azalea Banks.
Oh, Jesus God. Christ. Do you know?
Yeah, I read the chat. I just, like, can we not, bro? Like, just not? No?
I mean, I didn't get the full story. I just know it had something to do
with
the
cat. I'm hearing it's fake. I'm hearing now that it's fake.
Probably, because it's, I mean, who the fuck digs up a cat that's been dead for a while and then eats it? You'll get so sick from doing that. Like, I can't even understand how that was even a thing.
Well, she didn't boil it.
See, doesn't matter. I thought killed, like, a cat, fucking cooked it, ate it. I'm like, okay, that's weird. But, I mean, again, that's not that weird depending on what country you live in. So, I mean...
Apparently she's into like...
It's gonna make me yak just thinking about it, dude. Can we not, like...
Okay. I've eaten dogs, so, I mean, I can't really, you know...
I've eaten dog, too! I've eaten dog, too, but just...
Did I know at the time? No. I was really drunk. I was in a country that went through a civil war, because, you know, that's the Navy for you.
I was told. I asked. So...
I was drunk as shit, and it was the first thing I saw for meat, and it just didn't occur to my 24-year-old brain
that
that
would
not
be... 1, 0, 6,
chicken.
Or 3. Okay, then. You could have threw that out there and made a fiver.
Put some more openings out there. Double zeros. Well, I'm kind of in a predicament.
But, Azalea Banks is always, like, she just says weird shit all the time, and then she just goes off the wall.
By the way, Jake Mom calls you all horrible dog eaters.
Bro, I was in Iraq. Alright.
He said he's eating hot dogs. Zing.
I was hungry.
I was in East Timor.
I've had camel.
Never had camel. I had a kangaroo.
That's nice.
That was pretty good.
I've had kangaroo jerky.
Yeah, well, jerky too. It was good. Deer jerky's fucking the shit.
Yo, if you have 03, you can get your name on the board with a 15. Don't.
Nope. Damn. Whose turn?
Mine.
Be the old Jayco's. So yeah, the Azealia Banks thing. I mean, also I figured it was going to be fake. I mean, once I started to hear more about it, I was like, "Oh, this is bullshit." All
right.
Yeah, apparently the person who put up the video now says it was fake, but I didn't find anything more than just tweets saying that.
Yeah.
we had another one. Okay, Armie Hammer. I don't know who this guy is.
He's an actor. I've seen him before in quite a few things. He apparently backed out of a movie because of this, and he's, like, spending more time with his family because, you know... I get it. I mean, it sounds off the fucking wall.
Well...
But at the same time, I mean, it wouldn't fucking shock me. Because some of these, like, people like Kevin Spacey, there's just some weird motherfuckers in Hollywood, and it's always Pete. It's just... It's different. Harvey Weinstein's another example. Like, so, I mean, I'm not saying he is, but at the same time, I'm not saying he isn't. Like, I don't fucking know, and honestly, I don't give a shit. It's weird as fuck, the stuff that's getting said.
Okay, yeah, let me read some of these. Go for
How do you have one less than us, but...
I played every turn.
Yeah, so have we.
You played the first turn.
Right. So, we all should be at the same amount when you play your turn.
Which I just did. I played
bad.
I don't know, if somebody watching on the screen...
Did you guys have to draw?
There's 28.
No, I didn't have to draw yet. Nobody's drawn.
Yeah, there's 28 total tiles.
I played the first one.
Right, and I played this one.
I played only when I got told to play, so... Definitely didn't...
All right. This is Armie Hammer. He'll be the first... Anyway, this is a back and forth. You'll be able to tell. Says, "You're my angel. You made me, or you were made to save me. You're mine, you hear me? Say it now. I'm yours. I belong to you." "Say that you're mine. M-I-N-E. I own you now. I'll own you forever." "I do. I'm yours, Daddy." "Good girl. Your body is so fucking perfect, and it's mine, and I'm into you. I need your blood. I crave it. Will you give it to me tomorrow? Don't forget that you're mine." That topic was very intense. Intense. Okay. "I need your blood. I want you to feed it to me."
Yeah, well, the other parts that I'm going to point out are fairly normal, to be honest.
Yeah, well,
I know plenty of women.
It's ramping up. Said, "Oh my God, that just made me so hard, and it makes me confused as to why. Is that even possible? So hard thinking of holding your heart in my hands while it, and controlling when it beats. I am 100% a cannibal. I want to eat you. Fuck, that's scary to admit. I've never admitted that before. I've cut the heart out of a living animal before and eaten it while it was still warm."
See, that just sounds gross to me. It's like not even like, I don't know. There's something wrong in your brain if that sounds delicious.
It would be your turn.
Alright. Anyway. Don't
eat people.
Do we have to make that a disclaimer?
Apparently so.
The No Preferred Nomenclature podcast does not promote cannibalism in any way, shape, or form. Because it's true, we don't.
No. I do not. I can't imagine a situation where I would need to eat somebody because I would not want to be in that situation.
It's your turn.
It would be horrible.
Yeah, no, that's all we're going to go into on that one.
Yeah, especially because he's adamantly denying it.
All right, I got one more piece of news that involves death or cannibalism.
Okay, I mean...
This one only involves the death. Washington State is now allowing legal human composting. Using human remains for composting.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
But that would stink, wouldn't it?
You just went out, right?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. I didn't need to do that. All right, Matthew, what do you got?
All right, so...
Well, no name on the board. You got zero. Nobody got a 15 or a can. All right, cool. That means,
No sco.
Jason still has a domino before going out, so it is your wash and you pull first. Pull your seven. Well, wash it first, but yeah.
No, you're supposed to mix it.
You mix them up?
I thought you already did.
No. No. It's your domino. You have to do it. That's far the force.
All right, Matthew, grab your seven.
Seven! I'm in seven. Big Mom is eating hot dogs, by the way.
I've eaten hot dogs, too. I've had cheddar dogs.
Cheddar dogs are delicious.
They are fucking phenomenal.
Very much so. So are jalapeno cheddar dogs. All right.
Start us off, Jason.
Oh, I do got it. How'd you know I had it?
No, you have Domino.
Oh.
You go first.
So, guys, sounds like we are getting again. The Biden stimmy.
Oh!
Biden's going to stimulate me.
Oh, he's going to stimulate all three of us because that's moving out money!
Yeah, that's pretty much what that's going to be.
Yeah. So?
We'll pay off SDG&E, the rest of the money, and then move out, but yes.
Yeah. Again, but the question, that's the same thing.
But the question is how long...
Two games in a row.
The question is how long will it take till we get it? And the other question, like I mentioned, I've got the 600, but supposedly we're supposed to get something for the kids, too, during that? Somebody said we're supposed to get 600 per kid and 600. So that means I was supposed to get 1,800, but I've only gotten 600.
Yeah, but you didn't get the 1,200 with the kids' money the last time. You got them.
Separate. Yeah, I got them separate. Yeah, that's what. But I'm wondering, like, since if Biden's
at least he got hers the same though.
But see, I'm wondering, since Biden's going to be in there, what will happen with that? Am I just now going to just get the whatever they're sending, the 14 they're sending? I don't know. Whatever, whatever shows up in my account, I'll fucking use.
I like money.
Yeah.
I need money.
It's Jake says he'll be back in a minute.
That's my turn, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
For the podcast listener, these board game type episodes, probably a little bit slower. We don't get as many topics ready, so, you know, feel free to tune in every Monday, twitch.tv/RolandStoney.
Yep.
5 p.m. Pacific time, we go live. Actually, I'm usually live all day Monday.
It's
your turn, Stoney.
All right. So
you got zeros and six.
What were you just talking about?
Stimmies.
Ah, yeah, the stimmy. Yeah, so I don't know how long it'll even be before we get it. It'll be nice if it's really, really quick. I mean, because people other than me desperately need it. So it's fine, right?
What kind of shit show do you think we're marching into in
2 days? Oh, man. They've already arrested two fucking people. A woman.
Hey, Matt, if you got 6'5", you can get your name on the board right now.
They arrested a dude as well. They've arrested a couple of people. One person had, like, a handgun and some a ton of ammunition on
them. Oh, that's them. Yeah, damn it.
First spinner is the only one you can get by that office.
Ooh.
And then, another person was arrested for impersonating an officer and, like, something else. So, they're already having lunatics try. And some congressmen, again, the motherfucker was a dumbass saying this shit, because all you're going to do is piss off the people in the military doing this. He basically implied that anybody that voted for Trump in the National Guard should be... like, questioned or, like, not allowed to do it. And it's like, no, whoa, 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 motherfucker. It's like, just because they voted for Trump does not make them a threat to the president. Like, I'm sorry, that's fucking horseshit. I mean, my father voted for Trump, but he's not about to join. We've talked a couple times. He thinks that shit at the Capitol is an embarrassment. He's furious about it.
Yeah, my dad's the same.
I don't think it's the fucking dumbest shit that ever happened.
Do I think all the people at the Capitol are the majority of Trump supporters? No, because people like my father is not a Trump supporter. He just voted for him. So, it's really, liberals need to be very careful when they're generalizing people in this, because you're going to piss off a lot of people. You're going to piss off people like me, too, who are actually on your side, even though I'm not a liberal.
Jason's not used to it.
I think it's going to get worse. I mean, I don't know if anything's going to happen at the inauguration because they seem pretty well prepared. I mean, 25,000 troops is nothing to laugh at. And they're fucking armed. So I don't think any of the Trump base, any of those proud boy, cock boy, jerk each other, fucking bathe in their own semen groups
cucks.
Are going to fucking... they just don't have the organization or the training to even remotely make a threat to the National Guard. But like this congressman implied, he's worried that some National Guardsmen may do something. And you know what? That I mean, it is a possibility. I'm not going to say it's not. I didn't serve in the National Guard, so I don't know how conservative their ranks are. I know how the Navy is, and it was about 50-50. I was pretty conservative the whole time I was active duty. I didn't start to, you know, shift towards more liberal type policies till after I got out. So,
I was about 50-50. But most people I saw were like hard right and still are.
Well, you, Marines, are. Yeah, okay. When the Muse were aboard, there was a lot of conservatives, a lot of Southern people too.
But like there were a few that I interacted with that were like fairly left, not like hardcore like what everybody on the right thinks Joe Biden is. Because let's be realistic, he's actually kind of like more not leftist.
Random voice guy 619.
And
he's back!
Who's that?
That's Jake.
That's Jake Mom.
He's now random voice guy.
Oh, that's good. I like it.
Because we all call him random voice.
I love it.
Welcome back, random voice, aka J-Mo.
Yeah, and
you may have to mod him.
And here's the thing. I've seen enough chatter online within our own community. That does have me a little concerned.
It's your turn, you.
But at the same time... I mean, the government it seems pretty on top of it. If you don't think the FBI, CIA, NSA has been
I'll take
on...
the 15 you missed.
I didn't miss.
4, 5, 6 is 15.
Yeah, I just said... I thought that the...
Wait,
do I got to say
never mind. Okay, you know, I'll give it to you. I'll just give it to you.
You never told us we have to
my
actually...
Bad.
Yeah, I thought
yeah,
that was
my
just...
My bad, you got to call your points.
You played that whole practice game doing that for me. Well, how was I supposed to assume that...
My apologies, that
well,
was...
Well, yeah, I figured you were scoring, so I figured you saw it.
No,
that's,
okay,
sorry.
Bad,
no, I'll say
bad.
Something.
Right,
I'll
call,
say something next time.
Yeah, call your points. Yeah,
you have trained me in poor faith.
I have, I'm sorry. Jason's first on the board.
But like I said, you know, I think the federal government is pretty well organized and pretty well put together. I don't think there's enough of them that will betray their oath, because enough of us in the military that have served and are serving know what the fuck.
And I'm gonna get myself on the board with a 20.
Nice. Know that what you know, anybody that showed up to that Capitol protest and didn't leave immediately when they saw it got out of hand, betrayed their oath. Bottom fucking line. I mean, it says domestic in the fucking
oath.
If you
got 6-0, you can get a 20 right now. Oh, if you got that 6-0, you can get 20.
I mean, that's just how I feel about it, but...
Oh.
How would that be your wife?
Hello. You can bring him over here.
Gwen's got school tomorrow.
Alright, that's fine.
Nice 20. Oh, yeah.
Alright, love you, mate. Short phone calls with the wife while streaming.
Oh. Where has our friend Gaster gone?
Yeah, I meant to send the message, but I forgot. But...
Yeah, it's been a minute.
I don't know.
I played
I
6 and 5.
I mean, I don't want to like
hold
sit here.
Hold the phone.
What?
Guess who just got promoted?
I'll be paying you more now. We can talk tomorrow. That was my boss, Jesse. You are the shit.
Sweet. Always a good thing when you get paid more.
Well, you hung up, random voice.
When I can't be heard.
Random voice! Nice. Thank you, Jake Mo. Thank you. I feel the love from Phoenix.
But no, cause I don't want to like speculate too much on how much, because I don't want to like be one of those people. But at the same time, my gut tells me it's gonna get worse. My gut tells me someone's gonna take a legit shot at him. I'm talking like Reagan, actual. I'm not willing to kill him. I don't fucking know. Personally, if they kill, what these Trump supporters don't fucking realize is if they kill Biden, like I told some of my crazy liberal friends, if Trump were to get shot, you turn him into a fucking martyr at that point. I mean, look how JFK is still revered fucking 60 years later. The guy really honestly didn't
do a whole lot. Oh, shit! Sorry, Matthew. Sorry, I didn't see you throw a 25 down on me like that. Got excited
just
about
sat there casually, stewing in it.
I was waiting for you. I was trying. I was like, I was about to say it, and then you got the text message. So I was letting you live in the moment.
You know what? I'm going to tell you this, my man. I greatly appreciate that love.
I wasn't going to steal your moment with my 25 points.
I appreciate the love.
Bask in his fucking glory, everyone.
Everybody, I want the rest of you to bask in this glory.
There it is.
I just did it.
There you have it.
So... But yeah, I do think it's going to get crazier. I don't know if it's going to be steadily or it's just going to escalate into full fuckery, but... And, I'm on the fence, like I said, about Trump being banned from Twitter. I mean, until he's out of office, sure. But once he's out of office, I think they should give him his Twitter back. Because, I mean, they waited 4 fucking years to do this shit. Like, get the fuck out of here.
I don't know if he should be allowed to have his fucking...
I mean, it is definitely something for debate. I mean, because I've been banned for, like, less shit than that. So, I mean, I don't know. And I'm glad Jake likes peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. My children do as well.
I like them.
Yeah, they're pretty delicious.
You ever had one grilled?
No.
Dude, grilled PBJ, grilled PB&J is delicious.
I don't know how I feel about that. The heat in my jelly, I don't know.
No, see, what you do is you put the jelly on after.
Yeah.
So you get your, you do both sides of the bread with the peanut butter on one side, get the peanut butter nice and gooey.
Hello?
And melty. Oh. Random voice!
Random voice!
He likes peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, ladies and gentlemen.
I love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, too!
And he likes to tickle his pickle.
Real peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are awesome.
I'm a peanut butter and honey man, too.
All right, so who's actually had peanut butter on a fucking burger?
No.
Because it's supposed to be fucking amazing.
It's okay. It's not. It depends. It depends on how the burger's cooked. But I have had... a peanut butter and bacon burger.
I'm not against somebody doing it. I understand.
It's kind of messy.
See, these are the most fun topics. Like, we talk politics, and I know we have to. Didn't we start fucking talking about stupid food shit? I'm like, Hercules!
I love food, man. I love food.
Bro, okay, so... Now, alright, so for those of you wondering, that's coming from... two people who have worked in the food
industry.
It's
my turn, correct, right?
Plus someone who worked as a cook in the Navy.
I think it's Jake.
No, it is your turn, Jason. If you got 5-0, you can get a 20 right now. Oh, no. Okay, so it's at 26 right now?
Oh, yeah.
That's all I have. And Jake is locked out, so I knock. I knock again.
And I get 20!
Jake is on the board with 20.
Go, Matthew.
But yeah, no, I mean, I wasn't sold on like teriyaki, like Hawaiian, like slice on my burger until I had one in Hawaii and I was like, holy fuck. And that changed my mind. So, I mean, I'm not against.
I'll take a 25. Jacob. Oh.
Did you really just pull out my Christian name?
Dude, he stared at you while you did it.
You can see it on the camera. You can see the instant replay. I did. I even leaned into it.
That's the equivalent of doing this with his cock.
I whipped it out on the table and said, go ahead and give me that 25 there, buddy.
All right there, Matthew Bryan. I'll go
straight middle name on your ass.
Dude, you both are named after people in the Bible, okay? I don't want to hear shit.
I'm named after a TV cowboy, thank you.
Oh. Well, you are a book in the Bible.
Yes, but my dad specifically told me, no, you were not named biblically. I spent a lot of time before you were born with a broken back watching Gunsmoke. And you were named after Matthew Dillon, the sheriff in Gunsmoke.
Oh, me? Jason and the Argonauts. My mom loved the movie growing up. This old-fashioned, it's a terrible movie, to be honest.
Jake couldn't take, random voice couldn't take the delay.
I was named after a break.
You wrong kind of break. You're named after a B-R-A-K-E. A Jake break on a semi.
So, I don't know where they thought of Jacob, but I know I go by Jake because of, John Wayne. Big Jake. Mm. That my mom's been telling me that since
I thought Jacob was in the Bible.
Oh, Jacob Andrew, yes. And my brother is Joshua.
Yes.
My dad is James.
Autocorrect, yes. Got Jake. By the way, yes, that was a trucker who just misspelled the kind of break that he was trying to use, but it's autocorrect's fault, not random voice's fault.
No. Sure.
And because of the pandemic, the poor man hasn't driven in months, so, maybe he doesn't remember.
It would be yours because your boy Matthew got himself a 25er.
Ooh.
A one? What do I got? I got nothing, so I got a knock and pass. Your turn, Matt.
So it's at 26 right now?
Yeah, if you got one, no, 1-0's gone.
What if I had 1 and 4?
24.
It's not exactly what we were hoping for.
All right, Jason. 5 or a 4?
Ah, damn it. It does say random voice guy is not a mod now.
You can't go?
No.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'll take another 15.
Oh my god, look at Jake's fucking profile picture.
It's Farrell's.
It's fucking Farrell's, Joe.
Farrell's mug.
Mom named me after the Bible. Sperm donor named me after a brick. That's fair, Jake, because Mom's was a lovely woman. We love my mom.
Knew Jacob is in the Bible. I
was actually originally going to be a James Jr., but my mom woke up in the middle of the night and said Jacob. And my dad's just like, okay, sure, whatever.
Did one of you leave? Because I only have one mod right now.
No, I'm right here.
I don't know why we really don't need mods yet. There's nobody in the fucking chat.
Yeah, no, but
yeah, but it's nice having them.
It makes us feel special.
It does.
It makes us
I have to give them a title because mine says broadcaster, even though we're all the broadcasters here.
Yeah, it says Jake left.
It says he was going to be an admin, but no, he's right here. He's just
not that Jake. I'm talking about the other guy. This one.
Oh, yeah, time. You left. Okay.
I don't know whose turn it is, but I can't go. So.
It was mine. I got a 15.
Yeah, he can't go either.
People think...
Neither one of you can go right now? Matt, you don't have a 0 or a 5?
Nope, I'm sorry, I do.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, 12.
Can't go.
Still can't go?
Nope.
He said he was going to be an Adam. No, Adam Mom doesn't have the same ring.
No.
You need Jake Mom. It's got to be two syllables.
Yeah.
Jake Mom. If there's a third symbol, it's syllable, it's a P. Jake P Mom.
15.
But now it's just random voice guy who for some reason now isn't a mod, even though he's a mod. I'm very upset about this.
Weird.
It so doesn't matter, but I'm still very upset about it. Is it Jason's turn?
Yep. Or no, he just went. You got to go.
Yeah, I got 15. Alright, so it's up to 18 now.
I'm out.
All right. So, let's see. Matthew, let me see.
Let's add all this up. You also get...
I'm fat fucking people would call me Adam Bomb. I have weight.
Adam Bomb was a wrestler.
Yeah. I was just about to say that popped into my head. Guy named Wrath later on.
Jason, you get an extra 30 points.
Ooh, sexy.
Mortis and Wrath. I loved that.
Yeah.
Alright, Jason. You that's because still Chris have Domino. You gotta wash and draw your 7.
Because who's better than Canyon?
Nobody.
By the way, right before we started, I figured I'd pepper this in just because we know you all come here for your Padre news. Padres once again making a splash, grabbing a young starting pitcher named Joe Musgrove. Guy has a huge potential to really, really
do some damage
on a winning team. Yeah. Last year with the Pirates, he was 1-5 in the shortened season with an ERA under 4. Right. So now you move him to with the winning team where he's pitching 4th in the rotation. And that could be some scary shit for opposing offense.
Jesus fucking Christ.
The Padre fucking starting rotation is outrageous. You might push Chris Paddock from opening day starter in 2020 to long reliever in 2021. This could legitimately happen.
Yeah.
Meaning that 1-5, you have upgraded your fucking starting rotation. There's goalie, man. I thought it was Gasser for a second. I almost got real excited. No offense. I do love you. We just want to know Gasser's safe and alive.
Yeah.
We did make a new friend on the stream last night, but he has not popped in yet. His name was,
As I say, he's the guy who introduced us to...
He hasn't heard anything about that yet.
Oh, boy.
Well.
Oh, you know how I do.
You know, hey, Jason, for the record, with Domino, you can start with whatever you want. Just so you... I'm just saying.
He's in whispers, probably. Yeah, the Bushcraft Wizard.
What?
He's our new stream friend. He showed up last night and introduced me to a fucking psychopath.
You can start with whatever you want. I thought it had to be double sixes.
Only on the first one.
No. I'm confused.
I can explain that to you.
So I can start with whatever I want?
Yeah. Like, if you wanted, you could start with double fives and start with the 10 spot. Start with the tenor.
Yeah.
Alright.
So basically, I've got to wait for that segment until we're done playing Bones so I can do a video on the screen.
16.
But I guess we could start talking about it.
Go, Matthew. 16 to you.
6-0
will get you.
We said that for last year.
We're running a little bit dry.
Ooh, 10 spot for Matthew.
I don't have anything else on here besides...
You got a lot of shit in the chat.
Yeah, most of that's Crazy Gale.
Crazy Gale?
Yeah. And that's a whole fucking thing in itself.
Yeah.
So that's 10 right there, right?
Yeah, he got 10.
Four, Jake, six, Mom, you know who to talk to if you want to get into hockey is the man across the table from me.
You want... Bro, hockey is my shit.
Sorry.
Hockey is my shit. Mo, you need to talk to the... Oh, I played hockey for years. Hockey's my shit.
Warriors and Lakers tonight, guys.
Nice.
Poor Klay Thompson having to play basically by himself. I mean, Klay Thompson. Steph Curry. I saw a group of pictures, and it was... Over the last week, this is what Steph Curry's had to deal with, and every single one... was him getting triple teamed by a different opposing defense. It's like, yeah, apparently when you're the only guy who can score on your team, it's real easy. You just fucking get surrounded and...
I'm going to claim 10 as well.
Five, six, or two, Matthew. Five, six, or two.
What are we playing? 250?
That's what I figured.
I don't know.
Oh, I've played to 500. I've played to 250. Whoa.
It's on me?
Is there 5, 6, or 2?
That was beautiful. Oh, it's at 11.
Hey, we got 5 people. Welcome. We're Hello! Playing Bones.
We're playing Dominoes.
We've kind of run out of podcast topics besides our big one for the day, so we're kind of trying to figure out something to... We ran through everything in 40 minutes, which was a little too fast.
That, and we also didn't pregame like normal.
No. But do remember that before inspiration comes the slaughter, and that is my favorite quote ever. It was made up by just a random generator. It would generate a random fucking group of words with a random picture, and so it decided goldfish with before inspiration comes the slaughter, and I'm like, that's like my new mantra.
Bro. Bro. You need to send that to me.
Before inspiration comes the slaughter.
I think I want your brother to tattoo that on me. We should get that tattooed on each other.
It's the mantra of the Recluse Podcast Network. Let's see. I'm checking. When all else fails and you don't know what to talk about on the podcast, you pull up Twitch. I mean Twitter. You pull up Twitter.
Twitter.
Let's see. Raw is on, but nobody cares. Padres have agreed to acquire Joe Musgrove. We talked about that.
You're a random generator, Jake Mom.
My wife bought me a new phone, so it should be here. What kind of phone did you get, Random Voice?
Yeah, what kind of phone, Random Voice?
I'm assuming it's going to be another note. I love my friend Random Voice, but I also know, as a fellow fat man, we need phablets, not regular phones.
Oh, I know. I have the Note 20 Ultra.
Yeah, I've got the LG... LG A715G. It's the name of my fucking phone.
I thought you had a Samsung...
I'm sorry, it's a Samsung AG... I don't even know anymore! It's A7153, or 5G. Fuck, I don't know. Fuck. Domino's! Hey! Terry is in the chat! Everybody say hi to Terry, a.k.a. Jim Friggin' Leahy.
Who? Jim Friggin' Leahy. That's
my boy Terry. We worked at Subway together, and he would come to the football games on Thanksgiving before he moved up north to... Washington.
Washington. Hey, didn't we talk? Wait, did we talk about that one?
Yeah. So actually, Terry, did you know that your state is now allowing legal human composting? I'd love to know what you think about that.
You can't have sex with a dead body,
but you can use it as a compost so that your fucking flowers grow real nice. He's all what? Wait.
I mean, I don't understand the appeal of having sex with a dead body, but I'm not a necrophiliac, so I mean, that's just, you know, I don't get it. But
yeah, no, I'm with you
there. I would need a psychologist to really, like, break that one down for me.
Whose fucking play is it?
That's, I don't know.
I don't...
it's Jason's, actually. Matt made it 11.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I found that one. I found that one while on Facebook while I was doing my my research, and
either of those things wrong. Yeah, Terry. Yeah, I agree. Wrong, very wrong.
So, we didn't talk about
nine.
Trump pardoning Lil Wayne. Which hasn't happened yet, but it's expected to happen.
So yeah, tomorrow. Wait. Pardon him for what?
Yeah, we're assuming it's gun charges, but I'm afraid to even assume that for fear of being labeled a racist or something.
No, but that's what just it usually is for a lot of rappers.
Stereotypically, I'm sorry, it is.
It's not like Takashi. It doesn't matter if they're fucking white, black, Puerto Rican, Asian.
Takashi 69.
I don't know what he is. I don't know.
The 7.
But my point is, it's usually involved with weapons, 9 times out of 10.
Alright, it's 6 to you, yo.
I cannot go.
Jake's a random voice said I would have huge tomatoes if I grew them in my own shit.
Keep drawing.
And then he said 6'9" is a rat bitch.
He is.
Five? You got five or a three?
Oh man.
Where's the five at?
Yeah, I never.
The spinner.
Oh yeah. That's
right. I never got into fucking 6ix9ine's music. I never understood the appeal.
Seven.
Although I do like the Belle Delphine remix of Gooba or whatever
it
is.
Yeah, it's funny.
Called I'm Back. And it's not just because she's twerking in paint. And I mean, yes, her ass is like dripping with paint.
And jiggling.
While she, I mean, it's great. It's great.
Did you see why she was trending recently? I
mean, oh yeah, no, she got accused of doing like
encouraging
rape fetishes, and also dressing too young in her rape fetish videos.
Yeah.
I mean, and then she refused to apologize for all of it because it is behind an 18 and up paywall. And honestly, if both parties are actually consenting.
And then
she's also like, I'm not going to apologize for having a very youthful look to me.
I mean, she can't control her look. But at the same time, like, I mean, I kind of understand it, I guess, you know. But at the same time, it's her fucking, like, don't pay attention to her then.
Don't pay for her fucking
OnlyFans. I don't pay for her. I never have.
I heard that her fucking porn was so bad.
Yeah, I heard the same thing. I've heard nothing but horrible things.
I've heard the dude wasn't packing meat, which, let's be honest, if you're watching a porno,
it's part of
the aesthetic. I'm sorry, yeah. But a little fucking dinky fucking, no, it's not getting it done. And then, like, the dude was wearing a teddy bear head.
Yeah, that was weird.
And then, like, the double penetration with the tentacle dildo.
Okay, that was weird, yeah.
It wasn't just that it was double pin. It was that it was a tentacle dildo in her ass.
True.
Okay, we've gone so... Okay, and by the way, I got this all from Hassanabi. I did not actually watch this thing. I want to put that out there.
And I'm piecing together from like what I saw other people post about it. I try not to give...
Anything I've seen about Belle Delphine, I've just kind of skipped. Nope.
Because Jake just wants nothing to do with Belle Delphine's existence.
Because of you.
The Pickle Rick thing was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
Alright.
I did say, yo, whoa, what was that again?
Is it my turn right now?
I have... Oh, wait, I drew, so...
Jake remembers who...
Yes, it is your turn, because I made went to 3-2.
Yeah, I did this. So, yeah, 3-2. So, yeah, you.
You got a 1, 2, or 3, or 5?
We'll just leave it at 5. How about that? Oh, Jake saw me pouring a shot. Cheers to Jake and Terry and everybody in the chat. My friends here and new Padre Joe Musgrove.
You know, I appreciate how you do your shots, because you do a little bit of your chaser first, but like...
Oh, yeah, you gotta saturate your mouth.
See, I just do my shot. I just fucking... I can't explain why, I just do. Is it still your turn, Jason?
No, I just went. 2-1.
What's a crispy?
Alright, I'll make it a tenner. Bam!
Keep it a tenner.
Nice. No.
Oh, no, yeah, because he believes the 3, so now it's a 7.
Yeah. It's a 7.
Shut up with your fucking math. Asshole.
Hey, man, I'm sorry you suck ass at counting.
Insert favorite beer name here. Oh, man, Terry, you'd be so disappointed in me. I so rarely drink beers anymore.
I'm on a sour kick. I'm on a sour kick. I really don't. Although I do drink the Modelo Chelada, mango and chili Chelada a lot.
I do a lot of tequila these days.
This is true. Yo, J-Mo, That's my that was my grandpa's beer of choice, Keystone Light or Natty Lights.
Ugh. Terry's with you on the sour,
so
though.
So gross.
Oh, yeah, Terry. So there's this one by Full Circle Brewing. It's called Pie the Tiger. It makes my ding tingle.
Jake, did you go? Matt just went.
Like, where did you go?
The crazy part Matt about Pie of the Tiger.
Yeah, you went to double sixes?
Yeah, Matt.
Oh, no, I did not go. Matthew, pull that down.
Pull that back.
Just so everybody knows now, I got a three and double and three and six. $9 vodka. Yeah, if you ever see it, it's called Pie of the Tiger, Terry. And what's crazy about it is it starts off with this full tart fruit flavor. And the finish is straight up graham cracker pie crust.
Oh, like, it's like you taste, like, flaky pie.
It's unbelievable.
And coming from somebody who used to want to be a baker for a living, flaky pie is where it's at. Flaky
yeah.
pie crust is where it's at.
It's amazing.
Matthew, it is your turn. I took your sixth spot. Because, well, fuck you for going ahead.
Ain't nobody scoring on this round, I'm telling you right now. Yeah, Terry, if you
I
can't...
I got a 10 spot earlier.
If you can't...
Fuck yeah, and I'm going to finish with a tenner. Boom, with Domino.
I only got...
Terry, if you can't find one, we'll find one to ship to you. Yes, Full Circle, that same brewing company, they do the milkshake IPAs. See, you have Great Notion brewing up there, right? Because Great Notion shit is unbelievable.
And I have acquired Domino.
Domino, Domino.
You see it quite a bit of Full Circle. All right, then yeah, definitely try and find a Pie of the Tiger.
Oh, yeah, my favorite is the apricot, not going to lie. The cranberry was great, don't get me wrong, but apricot is where it's at.
I like the mixed berry, but your boy can't have strawberry.
Oh, yeah, I can't have strawberry, and, well, mixed berry's got the strawberries in it.
No, Great Notion is the... We have Full Sail. We get that occasionally down here, but Great Notion is the one when people see it down here, they fucking freak out.
Why?
They've got this, dude, they've got this fucking maple blueberry sour that tastes like blueberry pancakes.
What?
$9 a can.
I don't give a fuck!
Yeah.
It's fucking pancakes.
Damn. So the Seahawks
Terry,
got, the Seahawks guy lost.
Thank you.
Scott lost.
I haven't actually had one. Huh?
Scott lost. Bummer.
Yeah, he... No, nah, dude, he phoned it in.
All right, grab your...
He's moving to an Xbox League next year.
Yeah, I saw him mention that.
Until we get cross-platforming, because he legitimately hates playing on the fucking PlayStation.
I do, but it's just like, you guys are all on it, so I'm just not going to...
I'm one of those, like, I don't... notice a discernible enough difference between the two for me to like hate one of them. That's kind of where I'm at. Like,
so you got
I like the Xbox. I like the
Jason,
PlayStation.
You gonna draw your seven?
Oh yeah, Cardinals, Eagles.
So Jake, it's not super filling as far as I've heard, but you do definitely like the outside of the can. You can smell the maple. Like it seeps through the fucking aluminum. That's how fucking syrupy it is. It's supposed to be amazing, but I'm like, $9 for something that I might be like, this is too much.
The next time you get it.
It's very doubtful.
Ask David, please. I just want to try it.
We were supposed to call him during the podcast today.
Well, aren't we still fucking recording right now?
Yeah, but...
So you know Trump's secretary lady, dumb... fake Barbie bitch.
Yeah, Kaylee McEnany.
Yeah. So she,
racist Barbie.
Cum dumpster.
Yeah, this was in August 2012. She tweeted...
Swamp dunk.
Yeah. In August 2012... Oh, she always has a little cross around her neck because, you know, she's so into Jeebus. She's
so... She loves her Jeebus.
She loves her Jeebus. Anyways...
Jeebus.
In August 2012, she tweeted, "How I met your brother. Never mind. Forgot he's still in that hut in Kenya. # Obama TV shows. You want to know what she tweeted today? Today we honor a hero who embodied love and faith in pursuit in his pursuit for equality, Rev. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And then she quotes, "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy."
Yes, you did, Terry. You just got modded.
Oh, and the,
because I love and trust you like a brother.
She also tweeted the case against historically black, or sorry, the case against Black History Month. She also tried to make a case for that.
So she's another Tommy Loren.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Not another one.
Except for she was a press secretary, unfortunately, for a period of time. So it's just.
Yeah, I know.
It's really bad.
Dude, Wednesday, guys. Wednesday.
Wednesday, the inauguration.
Yeah, I just want
to. Once again, not Biden fans, just really happy to hopefully be done with Donald Trump, even though we all know it's going to be a shit show come Wednesday morning.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a shit show come tomorrow.
Yes, Terry, you my dude. All right, who's starting us out here? Jake, it's on you.
Oh, it is. One second, I gotta get a good stretch.
I haven't opened up with any fucking doubles in like 3 rounds.
I'll start with 10.
There's 6 people in here. We're doing all right.
Yeah. As soon as you said that, it dropped to 5, but we're still good.
You motherfucker! You made me a liar, goddammit!
It's okay.
Oh, man. I hope Terry can come and hang out. Terry, we're doing this every Monday, starting at 5 p.m.
Sometimes earlier.
So, well, we'll be online earlier for sure, but the actual podcast recording, we're shooting for 5 p.m. start time so that people know when to come into the chat.
What just happened?
I reset everything.
Oh.
And it's funny that Jake said... that the creamsicle one is the one that he wants. It sounds so good.
Because I bet it does, it dirty bitch.
Because I want a creamsicle.
The Full Circle fucking milkshake IPAs actually have an ice cream cone on the front.
I want a creamsicle one, too.
We're starting this off good.
Oh, fuck. No fibers? Jesus H. Christ.
That blows. Oh. Alright, it's at 12.
Summon a minimum, bitch.
2-0 gets you 10.
Okay. So I'll take 15.
What are you gonna do?
I knew he had that.
Fucking asshole.
That's the whole point of this fucking game, man.
So I ordered fucking...
It's your turn, by the way. I think I locked you out again, man.
I ordered the best OG that they had in stock. Smell it and tell me what you think that is.
A sativa.
Citrusy as shit. Smell it.
Oh, wow.
I mean... The thing is, I like a good tangy for like 1/8.
That's not even every once.
It's more fucking citrusy than your normal tangy. That's why I'm not stoned yet, because I sit here and smoke this fucking sativa all day, and it doesn't do anything.
Well, no. It does something. It's a head high, not a body high. But you want the body high. You need a hybrid. Oh, dude, here. The expressive pineapple.
I miss the days where Terry and I used to kill it on the subway line and then run in the back to smoke as quick a bowl as we could until we got more customers. And we do that all night long until the very end of the night when we knew we were going to be done with customers. It was time to start cleaning, go one more smoke break, and then bust fucking ass to get everything clean. So we can get one more smoke break before we fucking clocked out and left. Basically,
dude,
Terry,
we used to get fucking lit in the Burger King freezer all the time.
Oh, dude. Okay, so we used to... At Boomers, yeah, we used to fucking smoke in the freezer all the time. We'd smoke in the walk-in every now and then. But mostly in the freezer, because the freezer...
It's self-ventilated.
Well, for for us, our walk-in was right there because they have the fridge door for the front for certain things, right? But our freezer was all the way in the back through the dry storage.
Oh, okay.
I locked him out again when he gave me the 15.
That's pretty funny. All
right, 14.
Now somebody's going to have the 4-1 and hit another fucking score on me.
Yeah.
No.
You're right.
That's just 11.
Oh, yeah. No, that's right. Wait. I forget that we erased the 4.
Oh, yeah, that's
once.
Right.
You would have had to have the 4 with another 4.
Yeah.
10.
Fuck you. With all love and respect.
If you have 00, you can get 10.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Well, now I know where 00 is.
We'll have a couple options, actually. I'm thinking.
Can you not go at all? Is that a pass? You don't have any zeros?
Actually, I do. I fucked that up.
Oh. I was going to say, like, you should... I'm
oh, well,
here.
I've got everything now. I've got all the dominoes.
All right, 16 to you, Jason.
This is terrible. My God, I don't remember the last time we had 5 concurrent viewers for this long. You all are amazing.
Oh my God, I love it.
I'll take another 15,
dude. I'm sorry, but Stizzy tastes bland to me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
But the thing is, it works. Like, I get stoned. I got a head change off those 3 hits. But it tastes so bland.
Well, this one's also near the end of its thing.
That makes sense.
When this is a fresh one, it's like fresh pineapple in your mouth, man.
Whoever's the 6th person, say hi, hello, welcome.
It's on you,
Matthew. Anybody who can chat, say hello.
I still can't play a 5, asshole.
Jason's on you.
Fuck you guys, dude.
Oh, shit.
We almost have more. I don't know. We do. We do. We have more mods than actual people in this chat.
Good.
It's good.
There you go.
If somebody could make it a nut sack right here, it'd be pretty funny.
That would be funny.
So right now,
I know you got a 2.
I know, I'm trying to figure out.
2-0 would get you 10.
Here you go, buddy.
Thank you.
Well, that's my turn, right?
Yeah.
Good. Oh, man, random voice doesn't even know who the fuck he is anymore. I got you, brother.
That's
Phoenix.
Cool. I'll take
Phoenix.
15.
Nice.
I think I locked off the board.
Yeah, you're out, right?
Oh, no, I got one more.
Okay. You may have locked off the board, yeah.
Oh, whoops.
Would you stop playing 5s, you fucking asshole?
I locked out the board.
I can't
play. All right, neither can I.
Damn it, there's somebody already in the
house. I was going to say, she should be showering.
I can't. You know I'm not getting by without, like, crushing my balls, right? Thank you, though.
All right, well, because I didn't... I still have... Oh, no, because I locked it out. Nobody can domino. It's a fresh wash, so we all get to wash.
Thank God. Fuck that round.
So I'm currently sitting at, 170. Matt, you're at 45. And Jason's at 50.
Thank you.
Yeah, that round really helped with the 10s, 15s, 10s, 15s, 10s, 15s, 10s, 15s. But very much like Jason, I fell victim to the... I start with the double 5, and I fall victim to the double 5. Every time you start with double 5, you lose. You lose domino.
It's like... Yeah. I need to take a brisake, though, because I'm starting to really want a real cigarette and not puff on pen.
All right, well, We'll be back with the podcast.
For the podcast.
So anyway, we just talked about this for the stream, but I forgot for the podcast as we made you take a break that you don't even know about.
Nope.
So there's a thing, Jake, called it's like a digital chastity belt type of thing. It's not really the name of it, but that's the essential.
It's a fucking motorized cock ring.
For cucks, so that their fucking mistress can keep them from getting boners.
And whatever floats your boat. You know, like, we are not one to judge someone's kink on this show.
The hackers took control of the digital cock lock.
It's a cock lock.
It's a cock lock.
Sorry, gentlemen, I had to take a detour and help out a young lady.
All right, Dave. We love you. We'll talk to you.
I love y'all. Be safe. Have fun.
Yeah, all buddy.
Later.
Bye.
Conversation.
He's like, I can't have them talking about this.
Cock rings. Well, yeah.
So, anyway, that's the story of why you shouldn't lock your cock into a digital cock ring.
Yeah. I mean, again,
it's a cock box.
It does look like a... You want to see it? No, it does look like a cock box. No, it doesn't show a dick. Don't worry. It shows no dicks.
No dicks. Were zero dicks harmed in the filming of this picture?
Yes, we have Jake Mamamoa!
Yes!
Jake Mamamoa!
Jake Mamamoa.
Jake Mamamoa!
He really just loves you and that shit.
We asked him to.
Oh, okay.
We specifically asked him to.
Like, specifically a few hours ago.
That's funny.
Oh, man. That made my fucking day.
Wow. I mean, a cock ring that someone hacked.
Thinking about it, it's kind of perfect.
Alright, hey. For my playoff matchup in the MLDF, I got the Bills.
Bills, yeah.
So the Chiefs, Joe Decker, he's given me the keys to beating the Bills. Are you guys ready for the keys to beating the Bills? Don't let them convert 600 yards on fourth down. Think about it. That's how you're gonna win.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Random Boys. We're just talking about cock locks. And no, I'm not going to give you any frame of reference to what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
None whatsoever.
Hacker locks up penises using smart chastity cages, demands $750 ransom.
That's...
Are you ready to see what a cock lock looks like?
I mean, I've seen it, but yeah.
They're using a carrot, yes.
Yep.
They are using a carrot.
To show how it locks your cock.
Or is that a Cheeto? I think that might be a Cheeto.
It's a carrot.
It's a carrot, I think.
The Cheeto would just get crushed.
Yeah. Especially if the thing's supposed to, like, lock your dick in place. Like, yeah, I mean...
Alright. Net sales for Dave today. On Lotto.
Lotto.
$7,666.
Fuck, man. That is
all in cash, all in small bills for the most part.
The fuck? That's fucking crazy.
That doesn't include scratcher sales yet.
Jesus.
That's simply print tickets.
And they have still time.
There's still an hour before the fucking... Or no, there's still... 25 hours before the mega locks for the next draw.
Yeah, I gotta go up tonight and get one. I'm gonna walk over there.
Here's the thing, Jake. Right now, if you hit three numbers and the mega, you're getting like $250K. If you hit four numbers in the mega, not even five in the mega, you're in the millions. You don't even have to hit all the numbers to win a large chunk of money right now. But the odds still suck.
Yeah, I was going to say
the odds still suck. The thing is, they are slightly better when you only need four numbers to get in to the quarter of $1 million range instead of fucking four or five numbers. I appreciate you not making any whining sounds while you lay here. Thank you. Good dog.
Good dog.
Jake loves lottery customers, and that's why he can go fuck himself.
Yep.
All right, we lost Leahy, but I'm glad Terry popped in. Hopefully he joins us more regularly. Are we done with Domino's?
I don't know. I mean, I just stacked them up because we weren't doing anything.
I think it's time to switch over to streaming on this one so I can show you...
Yeah, we got to show him the other shit.
Show you some Gale.
Yeah, he needs to be...
indoctrinated?
Yep.
It's a lot, man.
This woman exists.
So, this woman has a sexual obsession with Data from Star Trek. She has legitimate legal restraining orders filed against her by Brent Spiner, mm-hmm. a.k.a. Data. She believes that she telepathically communicates with Putin.
That's my favorite.
She believes that Satan was gay for Jesus.
Okay, that one's really good, too.
Satan wanted a homosexual relationship with Jesus. She believes that is fact. She talks a lot about nukaki. Do you know what a nukaki is? It's a nuke filled with jizz.
Filled with jizz. Cum explosion. Just cum.
What?
Cum ball.
What?
She wrote a book. She's wrote 10 books, maybe 11. One of them, the subtitle, I forget what the main title is, but the subtitle is The Murder of Barack Obama.
Yeah, that was...
She also has The Murder of Robin Williams.
That was a weird one.
These are books that she's written.
She's like an L. Ron Hubbard, but not science fiction. So I'm like, I mean, I guess it's kind of science fiction, but... It's not good science fiction.
Did she wear an aluminum foil?
Oh. Nice. I like that he...
Yes, she literally does.
Yes, she actually literally does.
All right, guys, we're going to switch the stream over. We'll be right back. Jake, can you unplug the camera from the laptop and then hand me the cord? Yeah, that's the one. Here.
Hold on.
All right, we've switched over. Hopefully.
All right, I gotta... I gotta do dinner in like 15 minutes.
Oh my God. Now we've switched over. So we're gonna bring up the YouTube. Be super slow.
Of course. It's plugged in. It is running on Wi-Fi though, right?
Is this? Can you get that to Twitch?
With this?
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I was not prepared well. And then, once it loads up, you'll see a little sword icon in the bottom right-hand corner. As soon as it loads. And we'll need to go to that to bring us to the moderator screen. There it is.
Where?
Little sword, right there. Okay. Let's look up Miss Gail Shuler. AKA the Church of Gail.
Hey, you want to hear something funny? The defamation suit by Dominion Voting Systems against Mike Lindell needs to be called the MyPillow case.
Yes, the MyPillow guy.
That was George Takaki. I can't
Takai. Takai.
Sorry.
He's not a Bukkake.
Well, I know, we just said Bukkake. That's what was in my head.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop now. Because what I was about to say, I cannot and will not say record it. That is behind closed doors.
I love this guy Maddox. Breaking, incoming Biden administration just announced that all Chick-fil-A locations must provide free abortion services by 2022, and that all Walmart greeters must now greet customers with customary gay and pagan greetings.
Gay and pagan greetings?
Yeah.
That's great. I'm having some of your cream soda.
Yeah, yeah. You can have some of my cream.
Oh, let's watch.
You said that right as one drop came out.
Okay, I may have been a while, but there's definitely more than that.
I don't know.
Oh my goodness, she has 9.12k subscribers. That's my goodness.
It's 9,120,000.
God damn
it.
Why
is
it gonna be
9,120?
Yeah,
yeah. And then it's so fucking massive. I'm sorry for being a really amateur fucking podcaster here, guys.
Amateur streamers. Sorry.
So this is my first ever.
You locked it. You locked it.
I think ever, and I just need to.
No, the window's unlocked.
The level of disbelief I have over how many people.
There she is.
Have thought, or still currently think, that me and Big Al are the same person. If by Big Al, I mean at non-binary Al. We're different people.
I just. Sorry.
And every human being on Earth. In short, my men have recruited the help of some Wiccans to summon the Dark Lord Satan from hell, and I will be offering him a deal on behalf of all humanity.
We're trying,
this
Jake.
This deal will once and for all bring Satan himself to trial for his crimes on Earth, including the crimes committed by his followers, such as Lori McBride. Imagine being free of all suffering, hood mentality, allergy attacks, yeast infections, chronic diarrhea, foot cramps, Jesuit drivers cutting us off in traffic, interference with our orgasms, unleashed dogs, loud children, and all the gang stalking and day-to-day tortures inflicted by Warren McBride Jesuits and Satan worshippers. Most of all, imagine being free to love and marry who we choose, even if they are a celebrity. As world empress and the woman with the highest emotional IQ on Earth, I can promise you as your leader that I have what it takes to go head to head in a battle of wits against the Dark Lord Satan on behalf of the world and all of my constituents. Tonight, live on Discord for all patrons, I am leading the fight for the world in this unprecedented historical event. We will be performing an official ancient ritual to summon Satan into the courthouse.
He refuses your offer, Satan's financial
this
advice.
This is a letter that I've written to Satan to preface our goals and intentions for tonight. Dear Satan, let's make a deal. I have made a conspiracy law that anyone who supports you, even if they don't know it, must
Isn't
get
that
a
technically
death penalty
violating
because
the,
you are the biggest
whatever.
War criminal in all of human history. And you
so
are guilty of
if
the
they don't know
of
that
billions.
They support Satan, they still
Even
get the
within
death
the past couple
me?
Years,
yes.
you have ordered
what?
Your supporters, the Lori McBride Jesuits and others, to
Lori
murder
McBride,
billions
what?
Using Lori's
Man,
germ
loves,
bombs and other
like Jesuits.
Monstrosities. In your attempts to take control of the universe away from Jesus onto yourself, you have been using your supporters like Lori McBride and others to assist you to eliminate those who oppose your murdering and rapist heart and to pacify your big ego in order to promote your beef with Jesus and your belief that you can run the universe better than Jesus. We promise not to read Bible or to pray to Jesus during this hearing, as long as you promise not to harm us or to take over the courtroom. So if you don't harm us directly or indirectly, this includes bombing, brain control, and all forms of harm, and we don't harm you, then we can have a fair trial to try you for massive war crimes against the human race. Against the human race, because you used yourself and those who support you to commit these war crimes. As a condition for this hearing, Lori, who is your supporter, must stop launching all her satanic bombs and must not use any satanic brain control, or you have violated the terms of this agreement. Harm is defined
she has a legal agreement with
you
Satan.
Do to us direct.
What the?
That was a lot.
What?
Oh man, that was a lot.
Why didn't that work?
So yeah,
Hold on, I'm still trying to process. You broke me.
That was pretty bad. That was just, I felt dirty even watching that.
I need some, like, antipsychotics. And some, like, antidepressants. And maybe some, like, heavy mood stabilizers. Like I'm thinking, like,
yeah, that
clodipin.
Didn't give me a whole lot of hope for the human race.
I'm thinking, like, a clodipin.
That'd be bad.
Hey, Kyle's in the chat.
What up?
Tickle, pickle, prickle.
Kyle, welcome. We're watching a crazy lady.
Yeah, this one's fucking nuts.
They're breaking Jake's brain.
Oh, fuck me.
Say hi to Kyle for us.
Hey.
So let me know if...
By the way, Kyle.
He said, nice, is it my ex-wife?
Whoa. If this is your ex-wife, Kyle.
You got problems, brother.
There's some things that we need to talk about. And we love you, but.
Man, I thought I had bad taste in women. But, all right,
here we go. Kyle, random voice guy is Jake Mom, just so you know.
If at any point this makes sense.
Whoa.
Horrible malware, which made it, this malware made it, they couldn't even communicate at all with the outside world.
That's sad.
If they did, their penis
These are highlights from her on somebody's podcast.
Okay, good.
My sister had nothing to do with it, in fact, she grew a penis. Well,
okay.
So she grew a penis.
The Jesuits are about to launch a nuclear bomb that has
those
semen
fucking Jesuits.
It's like Jesuit Bukkake and a nuclear bomb.
It's Jesuit Bukkake.
Did she finally say it?
She said Jesuit Bukkake.
Jesuit Bukkake
will never be able to interfere with my orgasms ever again.
Oh my god.
Oh,
I'm
sorry. Become
toxic. Oh my god. A Jesuit jizz bomb!
What?
By the way, guys, she's talking about something called a nukaki. And apparently, according to her, a nukaki is a nuke filled with jizz.
To infect us.
In order to infect us with Jesuit-jism, I guess?
Yeah.
Just say that five times fast. Jesuit-jism, 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 Jesuit-jism.
It's a lot of Jesuit-jism.
Oh, we got another new mod. Every time one of my friends joins the chat, they're fucking modded.
Oh.
Welcome to that mod life, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Put people in timeout.
You got a sweet new sword, and you can put people in timeout if you want. Even Jake Mom.
Wait, can mods timeout other mods?
I think so. Try it. try and timeout Jason. Hold on. What?
Yeah, I run that one back.
What the fuck?
These obese women's deadly farts contain toxic gases.
She's a troll. She's got to be a troll.
Man, there's no fucking way.
There's no way this is a real human being.
I don't know, man. I mean, we just had people storm the Capitol.
But were they talking about farts?
Some of them believe the Democrats are fucking running the pedophile ring. So, I mean... Is that far off?
I'd like to think so, but I guess not. Fuck!
Yeah.
Fuck!
Yeah. This is...
retardation.
Oh.
And this is because of the new anti-fart laws that we've just put.
Anti-fart...
What?! Anti-fart laws?! Jake, we're fucked! We're fucked!
This can't be real.
Kyle, you too. And Jason, I mean, how's he gonna shit his pants if he can't fart?
Seriously. Oh my god.
I know when it's too much for Jake, because he retreats into his foam. When it's too much for Jake O. that's where we are right now.
I'm having a hard time with this.
Jake, is it building a wall around what's happening? Around yourself to block yourself from what's happening?
Protect
you. I want to dig into this.
He doesn't want to be touched again.
Jake O does not like this woman.
She has touched him in a special place. She was infected by Satan.
Oh, yeah. No, she thinks that sentient tacos and burritos are something to do with the Jesuits. I don't know.
It's pretty fucking crazy. I'm not gonna lie.
Hold on. Let's look her up on Amazon.
Her books? Oh my goodness.
She's got a video with Bill Nye.
Get the fuck
so,
out of here.
So, Matthew, the answer is only you can time out us mods.
Oh, okay. I have the ultimate power.
Ultimate power.
I am the one.
Bitches, my wife says bitches fucking lost it. Yeah, she's crazy. She is definitely not the majority of Christians that you run into. She is of that
no,
very small
sect.
No, and
we very much, as atheists, understand and respect that about normal religious folk.
Yes.
We understand that this bitch does not represent you. And
in
we would
any
never,
way, shape, or form.
And we would never put that on you.
Yeah, no.
We all can agree, this bitch done lost her goddamn mind.
She's out of it. She's fucking nuts.
Yeah, she definitely has the restraining order from Brent Spiner. Here's one of her books, Jesus the Eternal Bridegroom, The Forbidden Abyss, Part 2, Volume 2. So there's two volumes to Part 2, which makes sense of that. At the very base, at the very base of what is just stupid and not crazy, you can't have a Volume 2 of Part 2. That is just Part 3. Am I wrong? Like, why? I guess you can if you're getting that in-depth with Jesus Christ, the bridegroom. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore!
And even so, how many volumes was Part 1?
Here's Brent Spiner's Flames, Brent Spiner's First Letters to Gale, Summer 2001. All fiction. Brent Spiner never wrote her a letter.
Oh my god. That's...
Deep in the African Congo, The Murder of Barack Obama. That's one of her books. The Shimmering Sea, Robin Williams' Murder. That's another one of her books. $5.97 for the paperback. You can get it free on Kindle Unlimited. The Forbidden Abyss Part 1, Brent Spiner and Vladimir Putin.
Because those things are totally related. Oh.
Jesuit Murder of Abraham Lincoln. Hillary Clinton is a Jesuit. Nothing surprising yet. Jake says, "Watch the penis episode." Jake, link it in the chat, please.
Bombed at the Oscars. Camila Alvarez stalks Matthew McConaughey.
So, do you want to read maybe some reviews?
I don't even think.
Oh, there's reviews, brother.
How crazy
can you get? Anti-Catholicism at its most absurd. Who writes this stuff? You should be ashamed of yourself. For the record, Jesuits need to be Catholic and men. Hillary Clinton is neither. One author is on YouTube for those seeking information. If you want to know more about the author, look her up on YouTube. There are some monologues on there. Very eye-opening stuff. You're welcome. Highly recommend for those interested in ranting, narcissistic gibberish of paranoid schizophrenia.
Well, not so much.
Oh my god! Fucking amazing!
Three people found it helpful!
You know what? Four.
You should hit helpful on the one before.
No! Okay. Read that word for me.
Guano psychotic.
Nonsensical babbling of a guano psychotic. Highly recommend. Okay, that was the one we just.
For the record. Guano is
batshit.
Batshit.
Thank right, you Jake, to Ace Ventura for educating me on that.
Jake wants us to watch the penis episode. So.
Oh,
mother of fuck me in the fucking time.
Of course, Jake wants to watch penis with
Gale
us.
Gale Cord Schuler. Penis.
We're back up to five peoples.
Yeah, this bitch fucking brings out the people. Welcome, everybody. Please If you can, at least drop something in the chat. Say hello. Gail, men all lost their penises. Here we go.
Okay, folks, let me just sum up. I just Skyped with Terrence Jenkins last night. Finally heard from him after a sign. Around June the 21st, when Terrence was Skyping with me, Brent Spiner said, "Hey, yoo-hoo, Terrence, something's going on with Matthew McConaughey's penis." And what was happening was all of my men's penises were being attacked. There was a very serious malware in the computer system at Church of Gale, and it caused all the men at Church of Gale to cause them to have all sorts of penis afflictions. It was very painful, and let me just, they spent, the ordeal with the penises lasted for at least a good week in that June.
So they're poor penises.
Yeah, I know, but I just read Nuclear Bomb Hits Canada, Jesuit Bukkake style.
On the Church of Gale computers. He spent a lot of time in sick bay. Matthew practically had a vagina at that point.
What in the fuck is she talking about?
I'm so fucking lost.
What kind of LSD mushroom fucking DMT tripping balls fucking candy flipping ass are you on?
I've done a lot of drugs in my time, but I don't know if I want to do the drugs that she's taking.
No, I actually think she's an unmedicated paranoid schizophrenic.
Yeah,
that's what I was about to get at here. Hold on.
I mean,
I want to put it back.
Whoa, I put 35 up there. That's
because
weird.
I hadn't fixed that.
Oh, apparently Wyoming wants to secede from the Union, so there's that.
I mean, what is that, like 150 people?
Yeah, something like that.
I gotta put us back on screen for a second here. I don't know if we can laugh at this. I think this is a woman with legitimate mental health issues.
Oh, no, legitimate mental health issues.
Okay, I don't just think that. I think anybody with any type of reasonable, rational thought can see that. That being said, how can we not continue to cover it?
Like, but it's just, I don't know. See, it's weird, because it's like some of the shit you really want to laugh at.
But then, like, this is a woman who needs mental health.
Yeah, you want to laugh at it, but you also, at the same time, like, she
you also want to be a decent human being.
Yeah, she's definitely needs help. There's no...
What do you guys think in the chat?
That is just the...
Damn, we got two new followers while we've been doing this.
Oh, shit.
Welcome, Miss Unthinkable, and...
We're fucking losing it here.
No, random voice guy we already knew.
Yeah.
All right, let's finish this video.
I can't go 16
fucking
minutes.
Can we? No.
Okay, well, let's see what... All right, you choose. 10 minutes of Nuclear Bomb Hits Canada, Jesuit Bukkake style, or Gail reads from Jesus, the Eternal Bridegroom for 9 minutes.
Oh, neither. I can't do more than like 2 minutes of this.
All right. So which one do you want to at least
take? The book. I mean, I
yeah. I'll take the. No, I don't know. The Jesuit Jizz Bomb might be good.
Jesuit Jizz Bomb. I mean, what the fuck is? Write that down. That's the name of the fucking episode.
Jesuit Jizz Bomb.
Okay, I'm sorry, but I am uneducated in this. I'm going to admit it. What the fuck is a Jesuit?
I honestly don't know. I mean, I've heard the term before, but...
I've never grown up in a religious background.
I mean, they are right. It has something to do with Catholics.
They have to be Catholic, and they have to be male, and it's a sect of Catholicism.
A member of the Roman Catholic Society of Jesus, founded by St. Ignatius Loyola in 1534 and devoted to missionary and educational work. One given to intrigue or evocation. What does it mean to be a Jesuit? Yeah, it's just a member of a Society of Jesus. That's basically...
I don't know, but shout out to Leon Hyden over here. Being... Do you think we should do a... After this, we should do a cleanser? And just watch a Leon video? Just to cleanse the palate? With some non-cray?
I gotta do dinner here in like 3 minutes, so...
Alright, well, let's watch this for
3 minutes. San Francisco Jesuit homosexual compound. They walked by Terrance in a procession. One by one, slapping him in the face. You're not fit to have the torture we give to your friends. Because you've never had brain-to-brain sex with Gale. They pulled down their pants and flung their penises at him. She won't ever make love to you because you're black. It reminded me of Jesus when he...
Oh, so she's racist, too!
Before they humiliated him on the cross. How they all went up to him and bashed his face in with their fists. Ah, Lord, the disciple is not above his master. Then they ripped off his clothes and forced him to carry his own cross, exposed, nude, and humiliated before the world. How Satan loved to torture Jesus. How he writhed with jealousy that he could never be as awesome as God's son. How the inferior ones punished those superior to them. How horrible that you couldn't get them to leave you alone unless you executed them. Because they refused to give up their evil, their murders, and their tortures any other way. It amazed me how my mind wandered off with thoughts of Jesus in the midst of this horror. Perhaps thinking of him and how he endured it gave me some steel, some belief that all this had a purpose. But the love I had for Gale was so...
I'm glad I'm an atheist.
Yeah, you gotta lean in there, Jake. I'm not equipped to comment on this.
That was just incoherent.
I don't understand. Dribble. We're at... This is... If I can classify this, let me try and think. Religious conspiracy erotica?
Yeah, I mean, that's about where I'd peg it.
Is that not... Can you think of a better term for what we just heard?
I love Kyle. You know that scene in Billy Madison where everyone is clueless?
Yeah, that's me. That's me too.
Yeah.
Do you see why we saved this for the end, Jake?
This is something else.
My brain hurts.
We haven't even scratched the surface,
bro. I don't want to even dig
Dude,
deeper.
Honestly, I don't even know if I can handle it anymore.
I could feel my IQ dropping listening.
She literally has thumbnails wearing tinfoil caps.
Yeah, I saw the...
She literally has thumbnails.
She has a thumbnail of her wearing a tinfoil hat. I mean, I didn't actually watch the video, but, I mean, the thumbnail was enough.
Okay, we did find the right video that Jake wanted. The penis video.
God, so Jake was watching stuff on her, too?
Just while we were talking about it.
Oh, God, Jake.
Dude.
He said him and the wife were dying over the fucking, the penis video that
the
we were
shit
just
that's
watching.
On fucking YouTube, I swear. Just when I think, like, Matt has shown me, like, the bottom of the barrel.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. My fingers went dumb. Yeah, there's Gale in her tinfoil cap. Just so you know.
Just, wow.
Okay. Guys, I think that's the end of the podcast. I don't know what else to say.
Jesuit Jizz Bomb.
Jesuit Jizz Bomb. Listen
Jesuit
to the new episode.
Jizz Bomb. In Canada, I'm sorry that you've been sprayed with loads and loads and loads of megatons of semen.
Megatons.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Don't go anywhere. The podcast is ending, but I think... Jake and Kyle and I are going to play golf while Jake O joins in the chat, because the game's gay and won't let us play together, and I mean gay in the best way possible. We love gay.
By which he does not mean homosexual.
No. Anyway, the game doesn't allow us to all
play.
Wait,
so I didn't finally step in it?
No, Matt stepped in it this
one. That was pretty good. I was like, nice!
Every once in a while, bro.
Every once in a while. We're 90s kids,
I'm
sorry.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I say tarded and retarded all the time. That's me stepping in it.
I don't think we ever on this podcast claim to be 100% politically correct.
No.
Oh, we are not.
But when it comes to it, I feel like we find ourselves
we
on
make
the
an
right
effort.
Side of most.
We make an effort.
We make an effort, because there are, even earlier.
There are significantly worse people out there than us three. So that's 100%. All I got to say about that.
100%. All right, guys.
Fucking nuclear bukkakis. Jesus.
We're no longer worried.
Hey, do you think the semen is, like, radioactive and shit?
We're no longer We are no longer worried about anal prolapsation.
We have
bigger issues now, and that is Nukaki.
Don't forget tongue punch fart boxes, because if it smells fine,
you're free to die.
Just think about radiated semen.
I don't want to. That's the thing. This is how we get fucking... What was Superman's fucking altered ego, the bad guy? Or no, not even
Bizarro.
That. No, not even that. What was the fucking Bizarro Captain Planet? He was like red and fucking sludgy. He was like Captain fucking Pollution or something like that. That's what nuclear jism gets you.
True.
It's the opposite of Captain Planet.
More like Swamp Thing, maybe.
Fuck me!
Especially with all that forestry in Canada and nuclear jism.
There's also a lot of rock.
This is the worst episode of this podcast. We're fucking done. Good night.